Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Triton.
It's bigger, it's badder than the older model, and they've collaborated with TJM to release 46 custom-made accessories alongside the car.
I heard about this.
Which, that's unique.
It's taken the same line as Ford. The Ranger, they're working with ARB, and they've accommodated so they can fit all different ARB accessories in there, which I think is cool. And
does it limit you, though, to...
No.
No, okay.
No, because you put anything else in that you want.
Yep.
But what it does allow you to do is you get the car brand new, and if you can afford to buy all these other things, the car gets released with it, and now you got warranty on everything.
Yep.
So I wonder if it's limited warranty for Triton, Voice Beyond, does that extend to the TJM accessories?
Yeah, right. That have been aligned with the car already.
Yeah.
Not extras yet.
So say if you buy it with that. But then maybe they're not selling them with it. They've just made it working with TJM.
Yeah.
They don't have to sell it because why would they work with them?
Yeah. Well, it looks like it's a nice looking vehicle. It's got quite a deep front bumper though.
Can you spin that around?
Which is interesting. Yeah. Like, look how deep that front bumper goes.
Oh, wow. So that is very different because I have not... looked at that car at all. It doesn't even look like a Triton that I know as a Triton.
Nah.
Interesting.
It's kind of, again, it's probably squared up a little bit.
Yeah, it's like they've all gone to the same AI program.
Looks a bit like a D-Max, to be honest, for anyone out there wondering. But they're certified a tow 3.5 now, which is 400 up from the old one.
Yeah.
So that's come up to match the Ranger and the Hilux and the Amarok. The larger diameter, you'll understand this, I'm just reading off a sheet here. Larger diameter dampers, which have 20mm more front suspension due to a higher upper mount for the double wishbone suspension. Bang. Did you know what that meant?
That was good. That was very
good. That was
good
your stuff. I'm just reading out your messages.
Very off-roady.
470 newton meters of torque, which Jaden tells me is up from the Hilux.
No.
No. Okay.
Jaden,
no.
Tell me that.
30.
It's like 30 less.
30 less.
It's 30 less than the new Prado.
The new one. Yeah.
30 less.
Yeah. All right. So it's not far off.
Well, no, it's 30 less than the current Hilux that's being released.
No, sorry. It's 30 less than the new Prado. The
2.8 litres.
I'm lost.
It's the same.
It's the same thing. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Caused a lot of confusion there. Anyway, it looks like a good, it looks like a decent. Buy. I think they've made some nice changes to probably. I don't want to say catch up because I don't know how if
is
they
it
were
the same
behind.
Motor. Is it a 2.4?
Yes, twin turbo instead of single turbo. So
that's
what brings the power levels 150 kilowatts, which is the same as the Hilux. Maybe that's what
yeah.
You're
the power's the same, but the
torque's down a bit.
Yeah, the torque's down.
Okay, that's the ballsiest thing I've ever heard.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, I just read
because
that as
it's a single turbo motor. 2.4 that was designed with. They got 10-year warranty, 200,000K warranty.
Oh, so you knew they're talking the previous model.
Yeah. And now they've put a second turbo on it. They've obviously done some mods to the motor since the other one, but I think that's pretty ballsy.
Right.
So they're pushing the engine more to get up to close to the Hilux and the Ranger and that.
Right.
But it's a 2.4 and they're putting an extra turbo on it and that's a ballsy move.
In a good way? Or do you think it's risky?
Well, it's good for the customer.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe not if you're in the middle of nowhere and it does go kabang, but I mean, it's a ballsy move. So I think they obviously put trust into what they've done.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it looks, as a person who's sort of driving a modern ute, and it would be in the question a lot more now, looking at just how it looks from like just taking it on face value, and then a couple of the changes that they've made, I think it brings it back up to, it brings it into the equation, I would have thought.
Yeah, it definitely brings it into the equation.
Especially with the price point.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Is the price point. And the second thing, the 10-year warranty. And And the third thing, working with a four-wheel drive, you know, accessory
brand, yeah.
A well-known one, yeah. That's worldwide known as well. So I think as an off-road sort of side of things, they're not shying from off-road. And whatever done on the front end, the stuff you're reading out, like, I don't quite comprehend it 100%, but it just sounds to me like they've got some tougher stuff on the front there to handle suspension. But most people who are going to have this car, they're going to modify it and they're probably going to change it out.
Yeah.
But the suspension that could be TGM suspension that they're working with, because what was it, 45 items you were saying?
It was 46, yeah.
46?
Yep. 45, 46, I think it was.
Interesting.
Yep.
Custom made.
Yep.
But adding the turbo to the car to bring it up, that's a ballsy move.